the supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Happy Eid. On today's special, we're going to speak about Eidul Qadir.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
Today, Thursday, is the 18th of Zilhijjah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Mordad, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of July, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid! We offer you thousands of congratulations on the great Eid al-Qadir.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Imam Ali, the herald of unity. Unity as prerequisite for administration of justice. Imam Ali alayhi salam believed that the administration of justice was a divine obligation and never considered it right. If Muslims acquiesced in discrimination and justice, when the society is divided into two classes of the oppressors and the oppressed, while the former age gluttonous and the latter are hungry, Islam does not allow Muslims to be indifferent. That was why Imam Ali alayhi salam himself accepted the heavy responsibility of caliphate. In this regard, he stated, "Behold by him who split the grain to grow and created living beings. If people had not come to me and supporters had not exhausted the argument, and if there had been no pledge of Allah with the learned to the effect that they should not acquiesce in the gluttony of the oppressor and the hungry of the oppressed, I would have cast the rope of the camel of caliphate on its own shoulders and would have given the last one the same treatment as to the first one." Today is Eid al-Qadir. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam as the exemplary personality of the Islamic unity and integration in the Muslim world. Imam Ali alayhi salam had many praiseworthy traits, I mean, both in terms of social acceptability, religious piety, knowledge, and so on, such that when Imam Ali alayhi salam was nominated as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad, we find that right after that, right after this nomination, took place, publicly speaking over there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed another Quranic verse to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that, اليوم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I've perfected your religion. We find that the nomination of Imam Ali alayhi salam as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a corollary of the perfection of the Islamic religion, or viewed otherwise, we may say that the Islamic religion wouldn't have reached perfection unless Imam Ali alayhi salam was nominated as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, as we know, unfortunately, soon after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of some conspiracies, some pre-planned schemes and conspiracies, Imam Ali alayhi salam was pushed aside from leadership. Yet we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was really the bravest man in his time, never fought those people who were selected as caliphs. It doesn't mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam agreed with that kind of decision. Rather, Imam Ali al-Islam saw that the greater priority, the most important aspect, lies in the political integrity and homogeneity of the Muslim world.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين. ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه. أيها الناس، الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
What make Qadir so important? Qadir was a matter of establishing a criterion, although the Holy Prophet's advice was not heeded later on. Until the end of time, Muslim can use this criterion to determine the main path of the Islamic Ummah. Choosing the best time for declaring his successor was not up to the Holy Prophet. Rather, it was decided by Allah, the Exalted. Deliver what has been revealed to you from your Lord, the Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 67. This is not to say that the Prophet did not know about the issue of imamate and wilayah before the revelation. He knew about this issue since the time he was appointed a prophet. Moreover, the event that happened during his 23-year prophethood left no doubt about imamate and wilayah. But wilayah had to be publicly declared at the most strategic time, and it was declared after a divine order. That is to say, declaring wilayah was a divine message that the prophet had to deliver. Later on, when the Holy Prophet told the pilgrims to gather in Qadir's home and declared this divine message, this ayah was revealed to him. You can find it on the Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 3. Today I have perfected your religion for you, and I have completed my blessing upon you. Islam and divine blessings were complete on Qadir. Allah told the Prophet that Qadir was the day when his enemies despair. This is to say, the criterion was determined. From that day on, Muslim could see the criterion and the end doubts whenever they opened their eyes to the realities. This shows the importance of Qadir. Please accept our congratulations on this great event on the day of Qadir Khum.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
Policy-making features in the mannerism of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the part that we're going to listen to. In politics, he would never resort to lying. Another characteristic of political behavior of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam was that he did not resort to oppressing people, telling lies, and carrying out oppressive measures. At the beginning of the commander of the faithful's caliphate, some people said to him that he should show some consideration for the influential personalities in society, and that he should give them a larger share of public funds. They said, "Do not make them disobey you, rather you should attract their hearts." He replied, "Do you command me to achieve victory through oppression? By Allah, I won't do so. As long as the world goes on, and as long as one star leads to another in the sky."
All of you know the Battle of Uhud. The Battle of Uhud was an amazing day. It was a day where Allah tested the believers. In the battle of Uhud, of course, many of the companions, they disobeyed the Prophet. And the Prophet was surrounded by his enemies, and someone in the midst of this commotion, there was a stampede, someone shouted out, "Laqad mata Muhammad." Muhammad is dead. The Prophet fell, his front teeth broke. So what happened? Almost all of them retreated. Many years later, someone asks Amir al-Mu'mineen, "Oh Ali, in the battle of Uhud, almost everybody ran. Why did you stick around? You didn't run. Everybody ran. Why did you stay firm? Your feet were firmly planted." The Imam says, "Go ask the people who ran. Ask them, see what they said." So this person, the Rawi, he goes and he asks, many of the companions were still alive, "Why did you run?" They said, "Because someone shouted, 'Laqad mata Muhammad,' Muhammad has died, and we ran because we thought to ourselves that if Muhammad is dead, there's no point in fighting. If Muhammad has been killed, there's no point in fighting." So he comes back to Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says that, "I asked them why they ran, why they retreated in the battle of Uhud. They said because someone yelled out that Muhammad has been killed, and if Muhammad has been killed, there's no point in fighting." You know what Ali ibn Abi Talib says? He says, "To me, if Muhammad has been killed, the reason why I stayed is because if Muhammad was killed, there's no point in living." Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "If Muhammad has been killed, I want to fight and die with him." This is the difference between Ali ibn Abi Talib and others. He says, "I didn't run because if the Prophet has been killed, there's no point in living after that." هو البكاء في المحراب ليلا هو الضحاك إذا اشتد الضراب. He had these antithetical qualities.
عيد سعيد, let's enjoy this happy day. عيد مبارك, come on let's celebrate. عيد سعيد, let's enjoy this happy day. عيد مبارك, come on let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah Allah, thank you for this day.
Thank you very much for joining us till this part, the end part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Happy Eid and congratulations again on Eid Qadir Khum. We leave you in God Almighty's mercy. Have a nice time.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say.
Food for thought.
Salam to all our listeners, and in fact plenty of salams to you all on the occasion of the day on which God Almighty perfected religion by ordering his last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to declare Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, as his vicegerent whilst returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage. So let us contemplate upon an aphorism by the leader of the pious and the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. failures are often the results of timidity and fears. Disappointments are the results of bashfulness. Hours of leisure pass away like summer clouds. Therefore, do not waste opportunity of doing good.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. My congratulations to the Muslim Ummah, whether they know it or not, and especially to the Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhim as-salam, on this being the Eid al-Akbar, the greatest of the Eids, the day of Ghadir, the day when religion was completed, and the insurety of the continuation of truth and the defeatedness, whether in the future or the eventual, you know, collapse of falsehood. And this is the day of Ghadir, the day of, you know, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established the continuation of the wilaya and of the authority of God's divine law on earth by, you know, obeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and delivering the message that he was ordered to do. So regarding this day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the day of Ghadir Qum is the best Eid of my nation. It is the day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the High commanded me to mention the appointment of my brother Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam as the flag and standard of my nation. People shall be guided by him after me, and this is the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the religion and perfected the bounties upon my nation, and on which he was pleased with Islam as their religion. So as we can see from this tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this day being the best of Eids, as we mentioned, it is known as the Eid al-Akbar. It is also a day when the continuation of the guidance of mankind was established, that from Imam Ali alayhi salam all the way down to the final light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the 12th holy Imam, the 12th blessed Imam, the 12th exalted Imam, Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance, that this continuation of Imam after Imam and the continuation of the guidance of people, that no one will be able to say that we were not able to find guidance. No, there was guidance. You had to just look for it and open your eyes. And it was a day in which Islam was completed and perfected, and it was a day in which Islam was chosen as that religion that will continue until the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who truly understand the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was sent through the Holy Prophet to Imam alayhi salam and through the rest of the Imams alayhi salam, and to understand our duty regarding this wilaya. Because it's not only a day of celebration, but it's a day for us to understand what our duty is regarding this wilaya. And this, you know, specific indication on this day. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the blessed month of Ramadan. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, dear brother Mahdi. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Let's Recite the Quran. Glad to be with you.
Thank you. Dear audience, today is the second day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and I hope that your supplications and acts of worship are accepted by God Almighty. Well, it's recommended to recite the Noble Quran in the month of Ramadan as much as we can, and at least we're supposed to recite one juz each day.
رمضان صيام ودعاء رمضان أمان وصفاء رمضان صيام ودعاء رمضان أمان وصفاء رمضان سلوك وعطاء أهلا بقدومك يا رمضان.
رمضان كريم رمضان كريم 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 شهر عظيم 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 قم للعبادة تلقى السعادة قم للعبادة تلقى السعادة تلقى السعادة تلقى النعيم.
Today we are going to listen to a recitation of Juz 2 of the Holy Quran. Second Juz of the Noble Quran consists of Suratul Baqarah, which means the cow, and it begins from verse 142 and it ends with verse 252.
Okay, dear listeners, as you know, Suratul Baqarah is the longest surah of the Quran. It has 286 verses. Okay, we have a narration from Imam Ali, who quotes Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, who said that whoever recites the first four verses of Suratul Baqarah and the Ayatul Kursi, which begins with Allahu لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. Ayatul Kursi and the two ayahs after Ayatul Kursi, and also the three last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Such a person will never run into any problem or difficulty. He and his family will never run into any problem. And the Satan will not be able to get close to them. And they will never forget the Quran. And that is why the pure Imams, Ahlul Bayt, they have emphasized, they have laid great emphasis on reciting Ayatul Kursi.
So in a prophetic narration, you said that we are supposed to recite four first verses, then recite Ayatul Kursi,
and then the two verses after it,
and finally we are supposed to recite the three last verses of this holy surah. Dear audience, now it's time to listen to the recitation of some verses of the second jaws of Noble Quran on the second day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Ayatul Siyam, or verses of fasting, which include verses 183 to 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's enjoy it.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become of the God-fearing and God-loving for a fixed number of days. But if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same number should be made up from other days. And upon those who are able but with difficulty is the feeding of the poor. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him. And that you fast is better for you, if you only knew. The month of Ramadan is that wherein the Quran was revealed, a guidance for mankind, and clear proofs for the guidance, and the criterion between right and wrong. So whoever of you witnesses the beginning of the month must fast. And whoever is ill or on a journey, the same number of days are to be made up. Allah intends for you ease, and He does not desire for you difficulty, but to complete the prescribed number, and that you magnify Allah for having guided you, so that you may be grateful to Him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ
لعلكم تشكرون
رمضان يا رمضان يا رمضان شهر الكتاب تلاوة وقيام
رمضان يا رمضان يا رمضان
شهر الكتاب تلاوة وقيام.
Dear audience, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. And what you just listened to was recitation of Ayatul Siyam, verses 183, 84, and 85 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about these holy verses.
Okay, this was a very good recitation by Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq Al-Minshawi. He observes the rules of Tajweed precisely. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. We have matul munfasil.
This strong man.
Yes, in the phrase ya ayyuha. Minshawi does not do qasr of matul munfasil throughout this mushaf, this compilation of the whole Quran. He does tawassut of matul munfasil, meaning he lengthens the matul munfasils to four vowel counts. Ya ayyuha. We also had alladhi. We also had Ramadan alladhi unzila, another matul munfasil. In the word al-siyam, the sad was pronounced very well from the correct place of articulation and with the correct amount of tafkhim. Whenever sad or any letter of istirla has a kasra or ya'ul med, you have to pronounce that letter with the lowest amount of tafkhim, lowest level of tafkhim. Al-siyam, if you say al-siyam, that's incorrect. We had another example of the same thing where a letter of istirla is pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim in the word yutiqunahu.
The ta.
The ta. You shouldn't say yutiqunahu. Mm-hmm. Okay, yutiqunahu. Ta is a ta with tafkhim. But because of the strong characteristics it has, it also becomes a letter of jahr. Okay? Yes. But it is not
it's going to be voiced.
It's voiced. But it is not a dal with tafkhim. That was dad. Remember we said one of the ways of pronouncing dad is a dal with tafkhim. Ta,
the place of articulation,
the place
is, opera,
of articulation is different a little bit from dal.
Yeah, it's opera, I think.
Yeah.
Closer to the roof of the mouth.
Yes, but ta. They're really close. You know, ta and dal, even though they're a little different, they still are called mutajanisain. They're extremely close, but ta, if you make it voiced and tafkhim, it becomes ta. Okay. Min qablikum, we had ikhfa of nun sakin. Maridan aw, we had
ilhar.
Khayrul lah, the ra was pronounced with, yes, we have idgham, but before it, we have, actually, the kha is pronounced with tafkhim.
Yes.
And the ra is pronounced with tafkhim.
Tafkhim again.
And we have a tanween. So we have a rule of nun sakina, which is idgham of nun sakina.
And it is bilagunna.
Yes, it's bilagunna because we don't have one of the letters of yamun.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, the audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. Stay tuned.
قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Don't forget to pray for us on the blessed days of the month of Ramadan.
سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن
If you ask me why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me proudly I would say I am a Muslim If you ask her why does she dress that way all covered up in a world that gives it all away proudly she would say I am a Muslim
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray five times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jalad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Let's focus on the laws of Homs. According to the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei. Before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching Makassas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahth al-Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahth al-Kharij, he started Bahth al-Kharij and his teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We were supposed to talk about the laws on Homs according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, what is the meaning of Homs year? And how is it established? Is it like the fiscal year that some of the economies or some of the people who are in fact like accountants keep for themselves, like a lodge or something?
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, I would like to draw your attention to a short explanation with regards to different people having different, for example, sources of income.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have regular jobs, and therefore they have regular income, and they constantly save their money or their income in their saving accounts. So these are people with regular sources of income. Sources
mm-hmm.
of income.
Yes.
And there are people who do not have any jobs, okay? These are people who might receive money from other people, or they might leave on inherited amount of money on inheritance,
mm-hmm.
or they might have income, but the income they have is not regular. When it comes to the first category of people, the first salary that the person receives, mm-hmm. not the first day a person gets employed by a company, because he might not receive his salary for a while, and therefore it's important that the person who receives his salary should fix his khums date. Therefore, the first day or the day in which he receives his khums or salary,
mm-hmm.
He receives his salary, is the first day of his khums year. And this is what we mean by khums year. A khums year is not a year that you yourself might want to fix, okay? Because it depends on your income, on your salary,
mm-hmm.
not on your decision to fix a year as khums,
uh-huh.
okay, or fix a date as khums,
yes.
okay, as the beginning of khums. Because if you have no source of income, it does not make any difference. You cannot have a khums year, actually.
Yes.
But if you have a job and a regular source of income,
mm-hmm.
then the first salary that you receive is the first day of your khums year. And then your khums year ends next year on the same day. Okay, on the same day. And therefore, a person who has a khums year has to calculate his savings, and whatever he has earned during the year, and whatever he has spent during the year, and he should pay khums from the amount that exceeds the annual expenses of himself and his family members. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because a man who has a source of income, he has to provide not only for his wife, but also for his children, and there are other expenses which he needs to meet on a daily basis.
Yes.
So the amount which is over and above his daily expenses and his yearly expenses, mm-hmm. annual expenses,
yes.
Is liable for khums. He has to pay khums from the surplus, okay?
Yes,
from the amount which exceeds the annual expenses of himself and his family.
So a khums is actually something that, in addition to the khums year that you talked about, it's something that is encompassed in the surplus, or
yes,
it belongs
sure.
to the surplus. But what if somebody wants to save his money or her money in a bank account, and it even goes beyond 1 year, but he wants to save it, in fact, to buy a house, for example?
Well, that's a different question. I think we will have to, we will touch on it.
Okay. Later then.
But we were actually in this, in this episode, I think we need to cover or explain what a khums year is, and of course, that's a very separate question,
mm-hmm.
which we will discuss.
Okay.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Just to clear and clarify the point a little bit more, there is someone who has recently been employed in a government institution or organization. When does this khums year begin?
Okay. So a government employee is an employee who has a regular job,
mm-hmm.
okay? And he has a regular salary which he receives maybe on a monthly basis or on a weekly basis. So just as I explained a while ago,
mm-hmm.
A person with a regular salary has to consider that the first day he receives his salary is the first day of his khums year. And of course, his khums year begins not from the day when he got employed in that institution, but from the day when he got his salary from the government institution.
All right. Sheikh Javid, is it possible to change the date of one's khums year?
Well, it is actually permissible to change one's khums year, but it should be with the consent and permission of his mujtahid,
mm-hmm.
because he should negotiate with his mujtahid if it is actually convenient for him to give his khums year at a different time or season. Then he has to discuss this with his mujtahid, and unless his mujtahid permits him to change his khums year, then he cannot change it.
By mujtahid, you mean the religious authority?
The religious authority whom he follows. Whom
uh-huh.
he follows.
Yes.
Because he is supposed to be the qualified mujtahid, and the person whom he follows is the obviously the most qualified mujtahid in his opinion.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. What is the concept of mudavara? Is it like something that, as I understand it, like, if someone wants to pay his khums like at one session,
yes.
like at one time, or in bulk, it would make him actually in a miserable position or in a more difficult situation than he was before paying the khums.
Yeah.
So can it be, or is it possible to pay the khums like in installment?
Yes. Of course, some people owe khums money and they are now incapacitated for some reasons, but they are liable for the khums amount because they have not been able to pay khums when they had to pay. Now they owe, for example, khums,
mm-hmm.
and they have to pay it. But since paying the whole amount in one instant or in one installment is difficult, and of course he might not afford to pay it in one go. Therefore, he has to discuss this with his mujtahid or his authorized representative. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, this has to be done with the permission and consent of the wakil of his mujtahid or the mujtahid himself, because he might not have access to the mujtahid, but he might have access to
his representative.
In that case, of course, he has to discuss this with his with the representative of his mujtahid, and then if he allows, he can pay it on in several installments. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In several installments, but he has to pay it because it's not something that the mujtahid's representative might want to ignore or maybe forgive. Okay, mm-hmm. It is the right of the sadat, or it's the right of the orphans, and it's the right of imam, and it has to be paid because it's a liability that has to be paid off.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. That was the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Maja ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Samiun Basir
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Questions and answers.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
My first question, Sheikh Agha Muhammadi, is about the name of Ghadir.
Literally, Ghadir is the, you know, those pools that are in the desert, that when there is rain, the water gathers there, and they are like some small.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
Congratulations to all of you of this blessed day of Eid al-Ghadir, the Eid of Wilaya, leadership of our Mawla Imam Ali alayhi salam.